Okay, let's start. Let's begin here. Again, these Chagiga Gemaras have been quite easy, to be honest, relative to the rest of Shas. That's not to say Chagiga is not going to get exceptionally hard. But for right now, use the wave while you have it and run with it. So, okay. We were talking about these rows that compound onto tsaros, right? These evils that then compound onto distresses. What's an example of an evil that compounds onto a distress? So we say, kagon zibora v'akrava, a wasp and a scorpion, the bite. Since their anecdotes contradict each other, you're nailed. It compounds. So it's not just compounding. It's contradicting. Shmuel then gives his example. We said, based on Rashi, his example is not an example of a rabos and a tsaros. He's answering what is an example of something that is basically good but still bad. So zehamamtzi anos blani b'shas dochko. That's one who makes money available to a poor person only when they're in need. Amar Rav, Rav says, Hayin Darminchi, that's what people say. Zuzei la'ala lo shchichei. A zuz is never around when you have to purchase produce, but latlis shchiach. But food to hang in a basket, suddenly that could be found. It says, v'chara api bo b'yomahu, v'azavti mistarti panai behem. Then my anger will flare against him on that day. I'll forsake them and I'll conceal my face from them. So, the Gemara, what it's doing here is giving other psukim in the same perek of what we just quoted. So it's giving other stuff from Dvarim Lamed Aleph. You want to know Gemaras on Dvarim Lamed Aleph? This is your section now. So it's interesting. That's the link. So again, it says V'chara apo bo b'yomahu v'azavtim v'star tepenai mahem. Then my anger will flare against them on that day, and I'll forsake them, and I'll hide my face from them. Amarav Bardla Bartavyomi Amarav. Kol she'eno behester ponim. Anyone who's not subject to hester ponim, eino mehem. Then you're not a Jew. If you've never been through hester ponim, then you're not a Jew. If you've never experienced what that means to feel like you're sort of alone in the world, that concept of hester ponim that pervades the life of a Jew, that existential loneliness, that is the hallmark and trademark of what Jews have to bear through this, through their existence.
What do you mean? Someone that's not hester ponim is not considered a Jew? What is it?
Hester ponim means God hides his face. Anyone who has not experienced what it means, the moment of God hiding their face, has not experienced, is not a Jew.
Feel
the sense of hester ponim, and yeah, that's one shot is to go with. The Jew feels right away that there's a punishment immediately. Now, kol she'eno v'haya le'echol, anyone who's not subject to the punishment and he's going to be consumed. So that is the that's the continuation of the pasuk above, that avodah zarah, idolaters are going to come and take the money of the Jews. Anyone who doesn't live with the sense that it could all be taken away, eino mehem, is not a Jew. So a Jew is constantly living with the concept of hester ponim, anti-Semitism. And you're living with the concept that all your money could be confiscated, taken from you, which sociologically explains why Jews will always have to find ways to make money and keep their money and hold on to it. Because they, for much of their history, money was taken from them, things they couldn't earn, make a living. So Amr le Rabbana le Rabba, the rabbi said to Rabba, so pay him a base. Mar lo behester ponim isay, velo v'hayelo le'echel isay. You are not subject to hester ponim, and they could take your money. You're living a good life. You never had any of it. So Amar lehui, said back to them, mi yadatu kama mishadra betzina beshavar malka. You don't know how much money I have to give away and send over to Shavor Malka, the Persian ruler at that time, right? You don't know how much I had to give Shavor Malka. Afilu hachi yavar, but nevertheless the Rabbanon looked at him and said, this guy's got it good. Meaning it was fulfilled for him that he had to give his stuff away. But they thought he has it too good. Sort of like they gave him an ayin hara. Adahachi shadar shav malka. Subsequently, what happened, shluchim of shavur malka were sent. Adahachi, I'll read it again. Adahachi shadar de bay shavur malka. Adahachi is a great word. It's like subsequently, in response to that. Adahachi, in response to that, shadar de bay shavur malka. Shluchim were sent from shavur malka. Urgavuhu. Ugravuhu means, and they robbed from him. Amar, Rava then said, Hainu detanya, send a bryce from him, koma kom shenamachem, wherever the chayim put their eyes, o misa o ani, there's either death or there's poverty. So it's you have two gemaras blending as one here. You have a concept of ayin hara. Yeah, you have concept of Ayin Hara. And number two, you also have a concept here that when a tzaddik is gozer, Hashem is Mekayim. The Chachamim all said a certain thing. They perceived a certain reality, and Hashem saw it as such. Vanochi haster astir panai b'yamahu. Now the Gemara wants to darshan the world-famous pasuk that God hides his face on that day. So Amar Rava, Amar Akash Baruch Hu, afal pi shistarti panai mehem. Even though I hid my face from them, b'chalom adaberbo, I will speak with him through a dream. Meaning the pasuk says in the day, Vanochi aster aster panai b'yom, in the day. So it sounds like Hashem is going to conceal his face only during the day, right? But at night, God will speak to the Jews, right? At night, through a dream. What's he talking about over here? Moshe was getting his prophecies from Hashem through a nevuah. So the Jews still had a way of communicating to Hashem, albeit maybe for a slight period of time, not directly. Rav Yosef said, Yada Natuya Aleinu, his hand is stretched over us to protect us. Shenamar, as it says, Ubitzel Yadai Kisisicha, and with the shadow of my hand, I covered you. That's from Yishayahu. Meaning, even though there's a hiddenness to God, it doesn't mean he is not watching us. Let's review what we've had so far. We've had one set of Gemaras on Dvarim Lamed Aleph that talk about how anyone who's a Jew is going to go through two things: Hester Panim and the confiscation of their economic resources. The Gemara then looked at Rava, who said that, wait a second, they said, Rava, you had a boat, you have a good, you don't have either of them. He says, you don't realize how much money I have to give away. The Chachamim still looked at him as though he has it too good, and money was taken from him by Beis Shavur Malka. Then we get to the world-famous pasuk about Aster Panim Panai Bayamu. I'll have my face on that day. But at night, meaning in dream states, they'll still have ways to communicate to me. How? One shot, through Moshe Rabbeinu, who I speak Panim El Panim in like dream states. That's how they will still have a way to speak to me. And Rios says, and my hand is still there. Even though I'm hidden, my hand is still there.
So it's still not fully God.
Right, it's not gone. It's just there's a hiddenness. The hiddenness is the direct ability to talk to Hashem, so to speak, during the day. And number two, the sense that Hashem is not guarding, but his hand is still spread over us.
Why is there a hiddenness?
What?
Why
does there need to be a hiddenness? Yeah. It's a good kasha. Why does there need to be a hiddenness? Part of it is that our job as Jews is to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to give us the choice. On the topic of free will, one of the arguments for man-made free will, right? Do humans have a choice? Right. So the question of how could God let Hitler do what he did, or how could God allow this person to do that? To me, it's an easier question, because you could say God gave all human beings free will to do what they want. You have to do what you want in this world. The bigger shaila is natural disaster, tsunamis and things like that. That the person did not have any free choice. So there's a philosopher at Oxford. His name is Plantinga. So he's a religious guy. So he discusses a lot of this stuff at length. His approach to that question is that God must always exist in a balance between that which is apparent and hidden, to maintain the balance of free will in the universe. If everything is always just running smoothly and running easily like clockwork, then everyone believes. There is no struggle. There is no challenge. There is no tension. Do I accept or not accept? And therefore, that's the basis of our life. It's the question, the Americans went into space and they said, wow, I see God's fingerprint here. Yuri Gagarin, the Russian, was in space and said, I don't see God anywhere here. So you can choose to see whatever you want to see in a given moment, and that becomes your choice. And that is one of the Yesodos of Hester Panim, that you have to be able to find and uncover Hashem in the universe. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya have a Kai Bei Kaisar. He was one standing in the Caesar's palace. And Achvalayahu Apikoros. And there was a certain Apikoros there who signaled to Rabbi Yeshua. So Amada Drina Mari Lapimana. The Jews are a nation whose master turned his way, his face on them. Achvele, right? Rabbi Yeshua showed him an answer. Like this. Rabbi Yeshua went like this. It's like a joke like this, I think. You know, when he showed him one finger, he showed him two. Rabbi Yeshua said, like this, is Yad Natua, his hand stretched to it, all over us. Amr Le Kes Rabbi Yeshua. When the Caesar saw this, he said to Rabbi Yeshua, my Achvile, what did he show you? So, Ama Da Hadrina Mar Lape, meaning he showed me like this, turning around. He showed me that Jews are a nation whose master turned away from us. An Mechav Le Yad, I went like this to show him that God is still over us. Amr Le Humina, they then went to the heretic. My Achvile, what did you show him? They wanted to know his interpretation of the events. Amadadrina Mar Lape, I signaled that the Jews are a nation whose master turned his face away. Fine, they both got the same message. What did he show you? Lo Yadana, I don't know what he said. He couldn't interpret this. He couldn't interpret this. When the Jew went like that, he doesn't. When Rabbi Shua went like that, he doesn't know what he was saying. So Amru Gavra Rabba Mai Machov Leib Machog. They said a man doesn't understand what is being signaled to him. Yahweh Kame Malka. He should be the signal guy before the king. Meaning you're the main guy who reads the signs. You're the guy who's supposed to interpret what the catcher is saying, the third base. It's your job. Your whole job is to do that for the king. And you can't read what the rabbi showed you. That's not good. Apku v'kadli, took him out and killed him for the disrespect to the king. Let's read the Gemara again because there was some hard Aramaic there. Rabbi Yeshua bar Chanina v'kai be Kesar. Rabbi Yeshua bar Chanina was one standing at Caesar's palace. There was a heretic who was making symbols to Rabbi Yeshua. Amad adrina mar lapimene. He went like this. To symbolize the Jews are a people who God turned away. Achvalei, Rabbi Shua went like that. Right? Yadanatulin, his hand is over us. Amrlei Kesar. Kesar saw the Caesar saw this whole back and forth. He says to Rabbi Shua, what did he show you? My Achvilach, what did he show you? Amadadrina Mar Lapimene. He signaled to me the Jews are a nation whose master turned his face away. Vana Machavli Adva. I showed him that his hand is still over us. Amrlei Humina, they said to the heretic, my Achvilach, what did he show you? Amadadra Mar Lapimene. He said, I showed him the Jews are a nation master turned away. My Achvilach, and what did he show you? Lo Yadana. I have no clue. Amr Gavrle Machav Machav. Man doesn't understand what is being signaled to him. Lo Yada Mai Machav. Right? A person who doesn't understand lo yoda my machave, what is being shown to him, machog, yechave keve malka, he should exchange signals before the king. Akpu vakatlu, they took him out and killed him. Kikanicha Nashu ben Chanani Amalir Banam, Rishua ben Chanani was about to die. His last time, you know, the end of his life. So, my tahave, the rabbi said to him, my tahave alam apikorsan. Who's going to defend us from the attacks of the apikoruses? You were this was your area. You were the best of this. You were famous with your symbols and your signals. Who's going to do this for us? That wisdom has been lost from the children, and their intellect has turned nisrucha, has turned sour. Meaning, God will make sure that when his children lose the smart people, the nations of the world won't have smart people. Meaning there always is a balance of zeh l'uma zeh. 100%. Whenever there's a balance in the world, when we lose our chachamim, the other part of the world is not going to have wise people either. And you say from here, and travel on and let us go, and I will go alongside you. That Esav is always walking parallel to Yaakov. So if I asked you, I would have quoted Zelu Mazeh Salakim. I don't know why the Gemara didn't quote that one. We have to think about that. But if I would ask you in a test, what are the two psukim that are quoted to show that God always keeps balance between the wisdom of the nations and the Jews, you would say these two psukim. Of the Eitzim Ibanim, Nisr Chachach Masam, and Vayomer Nisav Enelcha Ve'elcha Lenegdecha. Travel and let us go, and I'll go alongside of you. Now let's go back to the earlier discussion. Rav Ila have salik bedarga de Rav Bar Shila. Rav Ila was once going up the stairs of the house of Rav Bar Shila and shamili anuka dava kakari. He heard a young kid who was reading the following pasuk: Kihine yotzer harim uvar ruach umagid la'adam masecho. He makes mountains and winds, and he tells a person what his words were. So Amar Rav Ila said, Evet sharabo magid losicho. A slave whose master tells him what his words are, takana yeshlo, meaning. By the way, this is an idea that young children sort of are prophets. What young children learn and messages they come home with, there's a little bit of a prophecy. So this young child came back with a pasuk from Amos about how he makes everything and he tells a person what he did. So if the slave, the master is going to know that everything he did, is there any hope? This is the famous idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you a videotape of your life. That's what they tell you to scare you in school. That when you're going to get up there, Hashem's going to show you a VHS of your life. Right? Hashem probably is advanced. There's no VHS up there. Hashem probably, who knows what Hashem has already. But this is the Gemara, that Hashem is going to show you every single thing you did. So what does it mean in there? It says, Masecho, that Hashem is going to tell you everything what your words were. So Amma is scary now. Amma Rav, Afilu Sicha Yaseira, even the extra talk between man and his wife, Magidin Lo La'adam B'Shas Mesa, is going to be told to a person at the time of her death. Meaning you're not supposed to speak frivolously anywhere. One would think at home, I could talk whatever I want. I don't have to be careful about my words. I could say anything, even to the person I'm supposed to be closest with. I could say whatever in the world I want. I could just talk shtusim and ridiculous things. They're going to hold you accountable even for the words that were said between husband and wife. Aini, is that true? I thought you're allowed to talk a little shtusim with the husband and wife. Rav Kahana once was laying under the bed of Rav. Right? Rav Kahana was once laying under the bed of Rav. This is a famous story. It reminds me of right, Mark? Reminds me of a famous story over here. And he heard how Rav spoke with his wife and then was laughing with her. And then they had marital relations. So Amar, Rav Kahana said from under the bed, he started talking because he was in shock here. He said, Damei Pume de Rav, come on, Rav's mouth is like one like he never tasted food. I never heard you so hungry, so ravenous the way you were talking over there. You see, Rav Kahana was once, that's how you be Meshamish and Talmud Chacham, right? He served him in every which way. He didn't just drive him to and from the Chasana. He was there under the bed. So Amar Rav, Rav said, who the heck is that? Kahana, pull, Kahana, get out of here. You love Orachara. What are you doing over here? But you see that Rav did talk frivolously with his wife before relations. So lo kasha, kan detzarech leritzuya, here is one is not accountable for talk before relations. That's when you have to appease her. That you're supposed to do to make her feel comfortable. Ha de lo tzarech leritzuya, when you're talking for no reason, just you're opening your mouth just to be a bulvan, and there's nothing. She's calm. She's already good. What are you opening your mouth with these kind of things? That's inappropriate. That's where we say that sicha masecho, that they're going to be told afterwards, a person masecho, what is his talk? So you have these gemaras are easy. You can't get easier than this. Who's going to forget a gemara like that of Rav Kahana hiding under the bed to see what's what, and that Rav liked to talk, and that that Rav would talk a little bit more than was expected. But it sounds like his defense was when he threw out Kahana, Rav would probably defend himself, was that he was tzarech l'ritzuya. He need to first calm her down, appease her, and make sure it was that it was appropriate. Okay, so let's. So again, the flow here was very easy. You went from the concepts of Hester Ponim and that they're going to put their hand on our stuff. And then they went to how Rava, they felt that Rava had was way too successful. And we said, Kol Makom Shenasnu Chachamim Einayim. Then we talked about Anochi Astar Aster Ponim by Yom Ahu. And we talked about specifically by Yom, that meaning at night there's going to be a way to communicate with God. That's Moshe through dreams. And also God's hand is spread over us. We quoted a further pasuk that we said of Tzel Yadai Kasisicha, the shadow of my hand. That and then there was the back and forth of the apikoros signaling, where we signaled the hand over us. They killed that apikoros. He is no good at reading signs. The guy was terrible. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was on his deathbed. They said, "Who's going to defend us from the apikorsim?" He said, "Don't worry. If we lose ours, they're going to lose theirs." It's zelu mazeh. They didn't quote that pasuk. They quoted two psukim. They quoted one first of all of the eitzim ibanim nisr chachmasim. We quoted kihine yotzer harim. By yomer neisav and elcha by esav. Let us go together. And then we said that scary pasuk that we tell a person everything. A person's going to be told masecho. Does a person have such a hope? And we said, what is masecho? Even stuff between husband and wife. Rav said, even stuff between husband and wife. And Rav himself was called to task on it because Rav Kahana was under the bed. He was Tusei de Puria, the Rav. And he heard him laughing and playing games with the wife before relations. And he piped up in the middle there. He's like, what are you talking so much? Like, Kahana, get out of here. And we explained the difference between Tzarech L'Ritzuya versus where you don't need to be Ritzuya. We'll stop there for today.